It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, guys, it's almost time. The live event will start soon. We just...
probably 15 minutes. Just give us 15, okay?
Just 15 times 5 minutes to get it started.
Love is late. Love is late.
Yeah, love is late. We're going to talk to Lucia. Maybe she can tailor this up for us. Not really sure.
Have you tried refreshing your browser, folks? Have you tried refreshing your browser?
Can we refresh the podcast?
Maybe unplug your Roku, plug it back in.
This is your fault. Oh. And we're live! Oh my God.
We did it.
That's amazing.
We have AOC in the chat. That's great.
We did it! Hey, we are live! We are the Max and Ben Reality Alert late night because Netflix fucked up. Here we go. Yeah.
It's still only 9 p.m. for me, but I feel bad for you, East Coasters. Feel bad for you, East Coasters.
Didn't they say like 99% of the country lives on the East Coast? Isn't that the statistic? It's like
it's 100, Max.
It's 100% of the country lives on the East Coast.
Actually, anything west of anything outside of the tri-state area, it actually doesn't even exist, Max.
That is what I think most people say. It's like all of your... It's like
What New Yorkers say. I know because I lived there for a while. That's what everybody
says. It's like the same statistic that you only use like 1% of your brain unless you're on Adderall or something.
You use zero. Yeah.
Well, people in the chat are saying that it was so fucked up that they had to watch it on Facebook and on Twitch.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I had to watch it in the metaverse. I saw Brett. It was crazy.
Yeah, I just watched it in my mind. So this recap is going to be really very interesting. They were fighting, breaking chairs over their heads, guys. It was
everything
nuts.
You could dream of. Yeah.
Yeah, I had two computers. Me and Maria had two computers set up, and then we were like passing the Roku mote back and forth, trying to just keep hitting reset until it popped up.
Yep, I had my Apple TV going in my living room. I had a Roku going in my office and my computer trying to refresh constantly on all three.
Yeah, but eventually did popped up. I was able to catch the whole thing. I was one of the lucky ones. So if you missed the beginning, you really didn't miss much because they were just talking about how happy Brett and Tiffany were. So
okay, that's good. Then I didn't miss that much either.
You really
I came in a little
miss...
later than you. And I saw that it was Brett and Tiffany, but it was towards the end of their segment. But I was like, oh, it's Brett and Tiffany. So they're just probably talking about how happy they are. Did they release a raccoon onto set?
They did release a raccoon despite things that. Yes, they did bring the raccoon from Mexico to make a cameo appearance. I saw Jackie on Twitter was upset. She was like, "You let the raccoon come to the reunion, but not me." She was very unhappy about it. Very, very unhappy.
Yeah, the raccoon did not want to zoom in.
Yes.
They did not want to do a Zoom call. No.
Well, I got to say, I really enjoyed a lot of this reunion. It started out slow, and I was like, this is boring. I was falling asleep. And then when we got to the Micah and Paul stuff, and Zach stole the show and started getting messy with the whole Irina business, and it just kept going on and on. I was like, please keep going on. Just go on for 3 hours. I could watch these people squirm forever. And I have to say, Vanessa... I loved Vanessa. I thought she was not letting up. I want my host to not let up. I want them...
I think the only time where she could have gone a little harder was with Jackie. That was the only time where I thought
with Jackie, she
could have.
And I think she could let up on the baby shit because some people don't want to have children. Does she know that some people don't need to procreate, especially reality TV contestants? You know, we don't need more.
I was so confused.
Actually, we do need more. You're right. They should procreate.
I was so confused when she said, "I want a number four." I was like, a number four? She wants so that means she wants a buttermilk crispy McChicken, right?
Yes,
that's what she wants. She wants a number four. It's very confusing.
I think she's very upset that Nick didn't give her more children. She's really trying to live vicariously through these people.
Yeah.
To armchair therapize her. which is one of my favorite things to do.
It does sound like they all want kids, though. So that is, that seems to be a
It's so like, oh my God. It's like, where's my babies?
Is there any Love is Blind babies?
No.
So Bartice is the first cast member from Love is Blind to have a baby. Who would have guessed that?
You know, it's, I'm got to say it's surprising, but it's not surprising.
It's surprising, but it's not surprising. Yes.
Yes. It's quite a catch. It's a catch 22 on that one. But yeah, I really loved her poking things. And should we just start fucking talking about this shit?
Let's do it.
Okay. So the reunion started off and, you know, we get this great music and, you know, we're just sitting there for about an hour and I am entranced, you know, there's a spinning wheel, it's buffering. It's great
yes.
stuff.
Yes. We're recapping the full first hour.
Yeah, the first
waiting. So I yes, I was refreshing my browser. I got a snack.
I saw a video. Vanessa told me not to pee. So then I couldn't pee. It was very difficult. I went on Damien's live. I went on Nancy's live. They were
Jane's
boring.
Live. Okay. Oh yes. My goodness.
All right, so yeah, so it starts, we get to Brett and Tiffany. Basically, it's just the fairy tales continued. Tiffany moved to Portland. They say they never stopped dating, Ben. That helped them. You know, they're still dating each other.
That's the key to a successful relationship, is that you, you know, still date.
You should still maintain being in a relationship while
if
in a relationship. You shouldn't stop
dating each other. Yeah, if you stop your relationship, then it's not going to make for a good marriage.
Yeah, they say that the reason that their marriage is still working is because they haven't gotten divorced. That was a key part of it.
Where do they come up with these words of wisdom? You know, every year we get another. I tell you, marriage ain't easy. That's their favorite line. Is marriage ain't easy. Well, Bobby's like, you gotta have two bathrooms.
No, Tiffany and Brett don't even have that stuff. They didn't have much interesting to say. They're like, do you remember when you fell asleep in the pods, Tiffany? What was that like? And she's like, I don't even remember. I don't even remember how long it was. I don't remember it happening. I don't remember anything. And Brett was like, it was 20 minutes, remember? And she was like, no, I remember. Thank God Chelsea woke me up with that song that we sung. And I was like, okay, please move. Please. We gotta.
Did she go on to describe her dream that she had while she was asleep in the
Bathroom? In her dream, she was sleeping. It was very,
wow.
It was a dream
she
about
exciting
sleeping.
Dreams. Very
this
cool.
This is what she loves. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. Kwame and Chelsea, of course they ask about the Calvin Klein photo shoot.
God, man, are we still pretending that this isn't clearly product placement?
Well, at one point they're like, we hope that Calvin Klein has sent you guys some like free products. And I'm like,
they sent you checks.
I'm like, why not checks? I mean, I hope Netflix got the checks, you know,
they did.
Actually, I hope they don't, because like that, you know, after what they put us through, the emotional turmoil of waiting for this thing to start.
Yeah.
So apparently they had a date in the pods and they're like, it was called our Calvin Klein date. And Chelsea gave him the gift of a pair of Calvin Klein boxers.
As you do.
And he went and he put them on and he was actually wearing the boxers during the reunion, Ben.
Oh my God. That's so romantic. I can't wait to go out and buy my Calvin Kleins right now.
And he said, this is when he knew Chelsea was the one. At the Calvin Klein date, because he knew they would get sponsorships for life.
Yep. He was like, okay, this woman, she is going to get us all sorts of influencer ads on Instagram.
Hey,
she's got the hookups.
Apartment. I couldn't blame them. That is an influencer's apartment.
All the way. Yeah. I love that she said her mom went out and was buying underwear for her future husband with Chelsea.
Okay. I was very confused. What happened?
Apparently they went out and bought that underwear before the show started together, her mom and her,
as moms and kids.
Do.
They didn't know who the husband was going to be, but they were just buying Calvin Klein underwear. even if did they buy multiple types of guys? What if the guy's a briefs guy? What if he's a boxers guy? That's what I'm saying.
What if he's tall? What if he's stocky? What if he's super skinny? What size are you buying?
Yeah. What if he came out during Love is Blind and he was portly? You know? Yeah. Wait, is portly an acceptable phrase these days?
Sure, sure.
What if he were extended?
What if he were a husky boy? Let's say that.
What if he had extended sizing, I think they say. Extended sizing.
Just say, what if he was a big guy? What if he was a big guy?
What if he was a big guy? You know?
Yeah.
This is very strange.
But he knew. He's seen Love is Blind before. They don't.
Yeah,
Vanessa's
they know.
Vanessa's already spoken on that.
They don't do that. They go, we went to a size 28 waist, and that's our plus size guy.
Yeah. Yeah, the Josh was the plus size guy or something, right? That's what it was.
I want to hear about a guy that brought underwear for his wife with his dad.
Yeah. That would go over so well.
That would go over so well. No, it's different. It's different.
No, it's different. It's not weird either way.
Either way, it's not weird. It's not weird, Ben. It's different for girls.
Calvin Klein, it's not weird.
Yeah. Not normal.
Not normal. It's so weird.
We get this never before seen clip of Micah and Chelsea after Mexico that turns out to be like a total nothing burger, and I get why they didn't include it in the show.
Oh yeah, it was nothing. It was boring.
Except for
the introduction of another dog. I was happy with.
That was yeah. But basically it was like the conversation that they had before it started raining. You know, nothing, it wasn't anything more. And it's obvious that they've squashed the beef, but there was obviously never any beef. And everybody just apologized. And Kwame was like, I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry to Chelsea's family. And I'm sorry to all of our fans that believe in us to make you guys not believe in us. And I'm like,
I'm sorry to Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
We've let you down.
I'm sorry to all the Quelsey fans out there. I know you guys believe in us. I know you're going to buy our specialty Calvin Klein underwear out there. I hope this won't affect our sales.
I'm sorry to Noah Baumbach, Greta Gerwig, Margot Robbie, and Ryan Gosling.
Are they Calvin Klein models?
No, it's just the Barbie thing, you know.
Oh, but the Barbie thing. Oh, because she's okay. But they probably are Calvin Klein models.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably. Barbie probably wears Calvin Klein.
Yes. We get into this whole thing about them, like, who broke up with who?
Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't it very obvious that Micah broke up with Kwame, too? Like, did anybody watch the show?
Yeah, I thought it was, too. It's not really, like, a huge question, I thought. This all sounded like a load of BS to me. Like everything Kwame was saying here sounded like a load.
I have a breakup note. Yeah, but you didn't give it to her. You didn't read it to her. You didn't deliver it. If you didn't deliver it, then you didn't break up with her.
Yeah, yeah. And it he's saying they had zero interest with each other after the pods. And yet there's actual footage of them flirting.
Holding hands. Holding hands. Someone you have interest in.
Yeah. Okay. So, and not only that, but even after Mexico, we had that scene at the bar, the brewery, wherever they were at, where they all hang out, and he was chatting it up and flirting with Micah there. I mean, come on. Do they think we're stupid? I don't get it.
We have our wonderful commenter, Kaylee, here. Kwame literally proposed, but there is no interest here. He didn't break up. Yeah, and his confessional, Brittany says, he said he was still interested in his talking heads. Yeah, I remember he had even a conversation with someone being like, you know, it's hard not to think about Micah. And I think Paul said the same thing. They were kind of talking about it. I mean, like, we have the tapes. You can't really bolt, like, We just binged the show over 3 weeks. We're going to remember. And we can go back and roll the footage, okay?
Yeah. Chelsea probably had like a friend back at home with a hammer above an Xbox and the live feed to it. And like, you know, if you say anything that I don't like, this Xbox is, it's gone. It's done.
Vanessa asked Chelsea was so diplomatic during this whole reunion. It really got on my nerves.
It's so annoying.
Nonsense answers. They made no sense. So she asked Chelsea if she thinks Micah played with Kwame's heart. And Chelsea just says nothing. I didn't even write it down. It wasn't even worth it. It was like, it's a yes or no question. And then you elaborate.
Yeah. It was a political answer. It was like an art of saying nothing while using words.
Yeah. This is reality TV, not the library of boring books.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the library, but I didn't want to totally hate on books.
You know? Yeah. We don't want to be those guys who hate on the library.
I don't want to hate on books.
They have lots of great stuff at the library, Max.
Oh, I know.
But they have Mad Magazine at the library.
I was imagining I was imagining just like the idea of going to a library and being like, you know.
Right.
That's what I think Chelsea did. It's boring.
It is.
Yeah, they ask if they want to defend their relationship at all. And Chelsea is like, the Micah conversations meant nothing. And Kwame is like, everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. It was fate. We were meant to be together, you know? Yes, it was fate. You both signed up for a television show and the producers led you to be together by encouraging you to go on dates together. Yes.
It was meant to be that I would flirt with another woman after I proposed to you and was engaged to you. It was meant to be. It's a true love story.
I proposed to her, but I'm trying to make people not think that happened. And this breakup note that I probably wrote after going to Mexico.
Yeah. What do they think we are? I think Kwame wanted to take out one of those devices from Men in Black and point it at the camera and make us all forget everything that happened in the season. Everybody look right here.
Kwame's going to try to do YouTube copyright strikes, but on Netflix to try to get like all the episodes taken down.
Perfect. Perfect.
Netflix, you got to take my episodes down. Any episode of Love is Blind with me in, I'm going to sue Netflix to get them taken down.
It almost worked with this reunion. Almost worked.
So Chelsea has met Kwame's mother, and at Thanksgiving, she went to his sister's home and met his mom with open arms. Well, his mom was very happy to learn how much, you know, money they're making off of the whole Calvin Klein.
Yeah. They should have brought up the Calvin Klein spot from the beginning.
Early on, yeah. And of course, It turns out that Chelsea didn't turn up taking Kwame's name because they both changed their last name to Klein.
Right.
So his mom is not unhappy about anything.
Kwame changed his first name to Calvin. That's crazy.
Yeah. Alex Kwame Calvin Klein is his new name.
Just watch. In 5 years, it's going to be Kwame Fruit of the Loom as well.
Yeah. people were saying that Barbara was a paid actress. I missed this online. Did you see this conspiracy
what
theory?
I love this, but no, I know
this must have been, I'm sure there's a lot of Love is Blind fans on 4chan, so that must have been where this was originating from.
Yeah,
I don't go on 4chan, but that must have been where this was happening.
Yeah.
It must have been a QAnon Love is Blind.
Micah's mom is a CIA op.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from. We have all these. Yes.
Oh, boy. That's great. Sure that I did Zach not know is, that theory was floating around.
Pretty sure Zach is an Illuminati lizard person.
That I might buy into.
Yes.
I might buy into that. Yeah.
Zach and Bliss. God, this I hope you dance thing. Can we let it drop?
Let it go,
oh,
please.
My God.
So over it.
Oh my God. If I had a nickel, I'd have a lot of nickels.
Yeah.
He uses that as like a metaphor that you shouldn't fear those mountains. And then he just starts reading the fucking song lyrics like we haven't heard them a million times by now. Ugh.
Boy, that song really means a lot to this guy.
I do like when Vanessa asks about Daddy Mountain. I was like, wait, when did they go to Daddy Mountain?
I need a daddy, a real big daddy.
Yeah.
Should that be the location for a future Love is Blind season?
Yeah, or a season of Survivor. I'd love
or a
that.
Season of Survivor so they can survive Daddy Island, just full of daddies.
Or was that when... Well, is that the season when Rob Mariano came and coached everybody?
Big Daddy energy. So Nick asks about Shaw, and Bliss says her dad will always show up for her, and that Shaw and Zach are best buds, and he is paying for a honeymoon to Panama. To Panama. Oh,
is this another Perfect Match reference?
The last time that Panama was brought up on a kinetic content show, specifically Love is Blind Season 2 After the Altar, Shane went on Perfect Match. So are Bliss and Zach going to be on the next season of Perfect Match?
Fingers crossed. That would be cool. Let's start putting married couples on that show.
Yes, I think that Shaw paid for their plane ticket to be on the next season of Perfect Match.
This way they don't have to fake propose while on the show in order to try and win votes. This way they're already married.
Yes.
And they're already all seen as frauds.
They're going to Panama. Yes, Brittany says swingers match. What if they were all swingers? We would love that.
Come on, it's 21st century, baby. Give us that show, please. At least we are getting a new ultimatum, though.
Yes, I'm really excited for Ultimatum Queer Love. We've been hearing about it
so
forever. It was filmed like over a year ago at this point, and I heard that in November they finished filming Ultimatum Season 2. So both are already in the can. So I've been really waiting. So we will be covering the next season of Ultimatum Queer Love and May 24th, I believe. Oh, 24th. So
sorry.
Get excited for when that comes out. It's going to be so fun. Our favorite bad show, and it's going to be incredible. I can't wait to watch them play card games and talk about changing sheets.
And get way too drunk.
And get way too drunk.
That's what it was like for the Ultimatum cast. So drunk.
So we get these wonderful clips of Micah and Irina in their mean girl moments. And if you're new to our live stream, guys, if you're new to this podcast and you're going to be all upset about Micah and Irina, this is a safe zone, okay? We love the mean girls, okay? They make reality TV better, okay? They spiced up the season, okay? We love them.
Yeah, I don't look. There's a lot of people making apologies on the show tonight. And, the most boring couples were not apologizing for being boring. And that,
yeah, why didn't Brett and Tiffany apologize for putting me to sleep every episode? I just don't understand.
And Chelsea for her boring answers. She should have.
I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, a Mardi Gras date?
Mardi Gras? Loser.
I mean, come on. I really appreciated Irina's apologies, though. They seemed very, very sincere.
So I love when the audience laughed right away.
Were there boos? Were there like light boo? I feel like I heard like a boo.
Yeah, it's like Big Brother circa season 18. There was light boos in the audience.
I wish you. I saw that like there were like a few tickets that went out. I wish we lived in LA so we could have gone and been like, Irina, woo! You go, girl.
Yes, she needed two supporters in the audience.
This was when things really got good. She says she came in with a selfish perspective, not thinking about other people, not there to make friends. Well, isn't that the classic reality TV thing that you do?
Yeah,
you're like, you come in and that's like the classic tagline. I'm not here to make friends.
That's
what they say.
That's what
what's the problem? Why are people so upset? What's the problem here?
It's great TV.
What did you do that was so bad?
Make the show better. Make it more fun to watch. Huh?
Give you something to tweet about. Give you someone to cyberbully, you cyberbullies. What's the problem?
Imagine how boring the Mexico episodes would have been without Irina.
Yeah.
They would have been so boring. So boring.
You'd have to bully the previous people you were cyberbullying, okay? You got a new target, cyberbullies. Good for you.
They need a target. Otherwise, what do they do with their lives if they don't have it?
Yes. They ask Bliss how she felt watching how Irina treated Zach in Mexico. Bliss says she was prepared to see it, but was shocked and disappointed, and hopes Irina grows from it. And the crowd applauds.
I hope she doesn't grow from it. I hope she regresses, and I hope she goes on to on to Perfect Match. That's what I hope
she goes on a bunch of reality. This is what I'm thinking. They say that she went on the show just to be famous, but I feel like if she went on the show just to be famous, like really famous, she would be owning the whole thing, you know, like Shayna style. Like, why aren't you owning it? Like Shake style. Like, that's what you do when you want to be really famous. You own it, and then you're a reality TV villain. But her not owning it, I'm like, I don't even know if she really wanted to be that famous. Like, I feel like she wanted to be famous, but then there's a second thought. Like, maybe she did, but now she really regrets it. Or maybe she didn't want to be that famous. I don't know what her whole MO is, right? What do you think, Ben?
No, I agree. Well, and the last example that I can think of where somebody owned it is not the best example. It's Shake, but you know, Shake still, that was a very fun reunion. Let's admit that was an extremely fun reunion that we had with Shake. I will say though, Shake is a piece of shit. I don't like, I don't like the way he talks about women's bodies. I don't like the way that he operates, but I do like villains who own who they are. I do like that. Like, you're put on this show for a reason. Irina was cast for a reason. Clearly, you know, it's because she's a villain. And let's embrace it. That we got to have characters on screen that we love to hate. Got to have them.
Yeah, this is a comment. Sarah says she has a new business, and I bet she wants to drive traffic to her business. I actually saw this marketer on Instagram analyze that no traffic has gone to her business or whatever, because Irina's not promoting anything. And I'm like, you could just own being a villain and then change some of your plates to be bad girl something, you know, I'm the villain Chic or whatever, you know. I'm like, if you just owned it, it could really work out for you, you know. I don't think that she actually doesn't want to be this person. It's very interesting. Usually when people are this way on TV, they own it. It's very weird.
Remember reality TV 15 years ago? It was like people were so proud to come on TV and be the villain. It was
so awful.
It was so embraced, like Johnny Fairplay, Johnny Bananas, these favorite villains that you see on TV. Like, come on, you know?
I know. It's wild. They asked Zach if Irina ever took their relationship seriously. He says no. She says that she did think that they were right for each other, and she says that she was ready to meet someone for the rest of their life, and she says he was the best guy there, and there's a reason that she chose him. She was going to be true to herself. She was awful for him. She was going through stuff that's mentally blah, blah, blah. But then she does say that Bliss and Zach were her favorites to watch. Do we believe that? Do we think she watched it? Do we think that she...
I believe it because I think she enjoyed making fun of them while she watched.
Yes.
Absolutely. Did you see her face when at that segment towards the end where he was singing to Bliss, they cut to Irina?
She's like, oh my God. She's like, I want to put an earplug so bad. I felt her when he was singing. I was like, that's the face I'm making. You know? I'm just like that.
Oh my God.
Vanessa asks Irina if she meant it when she said, I was ready to leave you the moment I saw you. Irina says, Zach was totally my type on paper, but it was a gut instinct. Was obviously not your type on paper. You said he looked like a cartoon character and later said he looked like Willy Wonka. I don't think Willy Wonka is your type.
Yeah. She just saw Criminal Defense Lawyer and she was like, I need one of those. So
this stood out to me, Ben. She says, I know Zach felt the same way when Marshall put the blanket on him. What was she talking? Do you know what she was talking about? Does anybody know in the chat? What was she talking about?
Yeah. Was that a scene during the pod days?
Was this Baba? Did Marshall get Baba and put the blanket on? When did the blanket happen? Did Baba happen? Did Baba make it? When did Marshall put the blanket on?
Why wasn't Baba at the reunion? And why wasn't he zoomed in? to the reunion as well. Is there a bit of a love?
Oh, like, why wasn't he on the Zoom call?
Yeah,
why? Has Baba been tweeting bad things and that's why he was exiled?
Baba.
Maybe Kwame and Baba are in a fight.
Does Baba get its own bathroom as well?
Baba needs a bathroom. Does Baba have a litter box?
Yeah. Did they move to a neighborhood with good schools for Baba?
Definitely.
Yeah, when Vanessa asked if anyone was going to be having kids, Chelsea's like, what do you mean? We already have one. We already have one. It's Baba.
So she says that after that meeting, she went back to the producers and she asked not to go to Mexico because she had a panic attack, and they encouraged her to go to, like, have conversations with Zach. And she
I
also,
believe it. Yeah,
I do too. People do this all the time.
Yeah,
I did wish that, like, one of the producers would have come out and been like, and would have, like, verified, or we could have had the classic, like, X on the Beach or Love Island lie detector test.
Yes, I know. I tweeted that tonight. I was like, normalized lie detector test.
I know they should have it on every show. We need a lie detector test. I don't care if lie detectors are accurate or not. We just need them.
Oh yeah, who cares if they're accurate? Yeah, they still bring out the truth regardless, because people, you know, will still react to it. You know?
I do believe, though, she looks so uncomfortable around him, you know?
Yeah. No, I believe it, too. I believe she was having panic attacks all the time in Mexico.
But I do agree with Bliss that they are not an excuse for her behavior.
No. Yeah. It doesn't justify, like, nasty behavior and talking about people's looks. Again, just like with the shake thing.
And also, like,
making fun of people for their looks is lame.
Yeah. And also, like, the pillow thing, it's like, but you were being an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the panic attack made me do it.
Yeah, I do like how Arena's like, I used words that I shouldn't have, and Vanessa is like, but your actions, it wasn't just words.
It wasn't just words. It was just words.
She's like, I was a little bit of an asshole, and Vanessa's like, no, you were a giant gaping asshole, honey.
Yeah. It's like you said earlier, why doesn't Irina just own it? Why doesn't she just, like, okay, but come on, guys. Like, he has a katana and he loves owls and he's doing Ludo covers and all this. How can I not poke at him? How can I not make fun of him a little bit? Come on.
What you saw on the show was just 30 seconds. He sang me the full 3-minute song that he stole from Ludo and replaced the words, guys. It was terrible. Because once I spent more time with him, I realized this guy is never actually going to make any money as a lawyer. I thought I was marrying a lawyer. I just, you have to bully this guy, okay?
He can't defend me in court if I kill him, okay?
What about this DM thing? Nick brings up that Irina DM'd Bliss when she landed in Mexico and told her that she dodged a bullet. Here's my main thing. They always make great fanfare about when they get out of Mexico that they're getting their phones back. Nick and Vanessa go, you're getting your devices back. Yeah. And then they get their phones and they call their families. What the fuck is this? How are they able to DM each other?
That's a big step in a relationship, Max. You and I have both been through it. In the first 2 weeks of dating our current partners, we had to give up our phones.
Yes.
And then when we got them back, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal. So cute.
No, but really, so, like, do they actually have their phones in Mexico?
You would think. I don't know.
But they've always made it seem on the show that they don't. So this actually was a surprise to me. Because
maybe they changed it. I don't know.
Because on reality shows, they really do normally completely take away your phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, man, there's no way that Kelly in season one didn't have her phone with how much, like, business work she was doing and everything.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
There's some of them, I feel like they have to have it. Like, and there was someone in the ultimatum too. I forget what her name was, but she was working a lot too. And she,
oh yeah. Well, oh, ultimatum, they were allowed to have their phones, but it's like certain shows that, like, you know, like The Challenge, you're not allowed to, like, there's a lot of shows where it's like you're not having your phone. Yeah.
I think they just make it a thing of, like, you know, no distractions. It's just you two. You got to get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, but this was really a very damning piece of evidence and some really hot. This was another moment. This is a big moment of their union for me that I was like, this really undercuts a lot of the excuses that you're making of being like, well, I was in a bad, I was having panic attacks. So I was just like the things I was saying. And it's like, no, like this is a very, like, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I was having a panic attack while I was messaging Bliss.
Yes, while I was doing something very indicative to the personality that you saw on the TV show that you're watching.
Yeah, yeah.
But once again, I love this behavior. Can you guys put her on Perfect Match or another show?
Yeah.
Can you put her on every Netflix TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
I did like when Nick applauded Irina for coming on the reunion.
Yeah, well...
She faced it.
I agree. I agree with Nick here.
Yes.
And a round of boos for Jackie and Josh for not coming.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we'll get to that. That was weird.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. Cowards.
You know, she talks a lot of shit on social media, and then not to show up after talking.
And
all
he's
that
a
shit.
Fighter. He's a fighter.
Pretty cowardice. Pretty cowardice. Yep.
Mike, they asked Mike about the whole thing, and she's like, basically, I just respected my partner too, and all we can do is get better. But with Paul, it was really interesting because he said that he didn't feel that talking to Irina was anything wrong because him and Micah had basically talked about what was cheating and what wasn't. And
that's
it wasn't
to know.
It wasn't physical. Maybe it was a little bit of flirting, but it wasn't appropriate. And he's like, that's why I didn't care about her talking to Kwame, because that wasn't cheating. And we had talked about everything.
And that also clears up Micah a lot with the Kwame stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, this is good information to know. And I'd be curious too, if Chelsea and Kwame had set rules beforehand as well. It doesn't seem like they did since it wasn't mentioned. But I'd be curious to know.
Yeah, this was like the one thing that Paul said during this reunion that didn't piss me off, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having here, someone in the chat says Josh posted that he was invited but couldn't make it last minute.
I think I did see that, yeah.
Mm.
Well, he said personal things got in the way. It's like, oh, you mean like Jackie telling you we're not going.
Sure, Jan.
We get this. I had seen this online about the bridesmaid, about him like smacking the bridesmaid's ass. Yeah, that was so fabricated. I never took that seriously.
No.
The second I saw that, I was like,
no, Max, they were having an affair.
Yeah, that was an affair the whole time. Yeah, come on. The bridesmaid was really motherly, so he smacked her butt. That's what happened. She was the real motherly one. She was so nurturing.
Right. My mom used to spank me as a kid, and so I just have to spank someone else.
As long as she dyes her hair blonde, she'll be perfect. So that's Micah. If they would still be married if Paul had said yes. And I did think this would be really funny. Well, it wasn't funny when she got choked up, but I think it was funny when she said all the pressure was off me, so I kind of forgot that I was here. That was a good line.
Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah. She says she doesn't care that anyone says that anyone's like thinks it was stupid or whatever, is mad that she made Paul answer first. And I agree. I think it was like a good move. And also like,
oh, it was smart.
Also, that's a thing that the show sets you up to do. It's not like a fucking tradition. It's not an ordinance.
No, that's so dumb. And it changes it changes with every couple, right? Some couples,
yeah.
it's one person, sometimes it's another. It's not a set thing at all.
The show was setting her up to have her heart broken, you know?
Like, yeah, that's the way they wanted to paint her. Yeah.
Yes. She says, my life, my relationship, real marriage was on the line. I knew that I was going to say yes, and I didn't want to spend the rest of our life, if he was to say yes, if he did it not to embarrass me, I needed to know he did it for him. And the only way to do that was for him to answer first. You know, it's like a very good reason. It was nice to hear it, like, yeah. again from her, you know. I thought it made a lot of sense. I think a lot of the things that Micah said today were, you know, made sense.
Yeah. Zach's defense of Paul too didn't make a whole lot of sense to me either. It's like he was still indecisive all night the night before too. It's like, well, that's not exactly like a great defense.
Yeah, we saw that. We saw him up to the fucking thing. The guy can't make it. Oh, he's so smart because he's a scientist.
Again, Zach, not a great defender, not a great defense attorney. Just saying.
Are you sure?
I wouldn't want him as my lawyer.
I wouldn't hire him as my lawyer. Bliss dodged a bullet.
Although I want to give credit where credit's due, I love that Zach could not help himself to whisper and to butt in, and thank God for Vanessa for catching the whispering.
Yeah, I saw that.
It out. I loved it. Like, yes.
I saw the whispering and I wrote my notes and I was like, I really hope that this gets talked about.
Yep.
She was really good in that.
Let's be honest here. They were all most of them were trying to be on their best.
Because it was live. Yeah.
They would be on their best behavior, but it takes Vanessa and Nick like poking and prodding a little bit in moments like that. And I'm glad she did because it was great. It was fun drama. It's good.
I thought it was interesting how Paul said he doesn't know if he would have said yes if she had said yes first, but he thinks he would have had the same answer, but he is unsure. It's like, you still don't, you're that undecisive that you still don't know, and you think you might have just said yes because she said yes? Like, how disturbed are you? Like, what is your what is your deal? What?
Yeah. And then just the fact that he was just talking in circles after that when it comes to the comment that he made about not her being a good mother for the children. I don't think he ever like really gave a good sincere apology there. That's just me. I think he just kept deflecting and still almost like still calling her kind of the same thing that he was.
It just got worse and worse, honestly. Yeah. The more that I heard about it, the fact that they had a date right before the wedding and he said, what if I don't want kids, and she was upset, and that she's like, the fact that he never brought anything up about the fact that he had this concern, he doesn't think that, you know, like it was important to, and he's like, I phrased it unfairly, you know, it's not like your fault because I, the man, didn't inspire you to have that motherly nature that you should have.
Answer.
Yeah, I know. It's like, just be fucking honest. The ego's
through the roof.
You said something bad. Just say you said something fucked up and like, let's move on, you know, like just apologize.
Yeah. Yeah,
Micah said that. She's
like, that was a really, here, let me help you out, Paul. That was a really poor choice of words and I have regretted it ever since I said it. And I do owe Micah an apology. Micah, I'm very sorry for saying that. I think you would make a great mom. Boom. The end. There
yes.
you go, Paul.
It was so, and she even said, she's like, you had like apologized before and you could apologize again, but the backpedaling like makes it so much worse. And it really made him seem not authentic in his like apology. He's just, and I really liked how Vanessa went after him and was kind of like, what are you talking about? Why don't you explain these actions? Why don't you go after this? I like when she went after it, cause it made for a better reunion and made him squirm. So it was, and for the reasons of the fact that he was full of shit.
Yeah.
I also liked when Vanessa was like, it's weird because you want to fuck your mom so bad and Micah is identical for her, but you don't want her to mother your kids. So that's what's weird to me.
Yeah. Know? Let's get you laying down on a therapist couch and let's talk about this.
Yeah. Because she looks just
you
like
wanna
your
fuck
mom.
Your mom, but you don't want you don't see her as a motherly figure. Oh, let's dig deep into this. This is really interesting.
It's like, oh, maybe you want to fuck your stepmom, you know, because you like your stepmom too, and she's blonde. She's like almost like your mom. So maybe you should, maybe your next person that you meet on a reality show should look like your stepmom more. So Zach enters the conversation as Paul's lawyer, as he does, because Vanessa makes him.
And I object, like, Your Honor.
I object. I object.
It was weird when when Nick and Vanessa walked in, they said, "All rise," and everybody like stood up. Yeah. It was very strange. Yeah.
Did you hear what he goes, "I object.
I was aching, breaking down."
Please never play that again. That's the one soundbite I never want to hear again. Okay.
What a guy. he does the whole thing about how Paul was up till 3 a.m. and then he says that Micah was out for blood.
Yeah.
At this reunion, she was out for blood, even though Nick and Vanessa brought up this question, and Vanessa was asking the majority of the questions, and Micah was just sitting there awkwardly. Micah was the one, attacking Paul.
Yeah, well, and Paul's like, "Yeah, she's out for blood. She's out for blood." And then he puts his knife back in his pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, that's ironic.
No, I am curious. I will say, like, they got my curiosity when they were saying that there's been lots of things said off camera and behind the scenes that Micah had been saying. And it did seem like, I don't know about you, but I think Chelsea and maybe Tiffany were probably bullshitting a little bit when they were asked directly, was that you guys that were talking about that behind the scenes? And
well, they made it seem like it was Irina.
They did. Yeah. But he said multiple women too. Yes. And he also hates Irina, so that doesn't make as much sense.
That was very confusing too. I don't think he's talking to Irina.
No, I don't think it was about Irina at all. I think she was a scapegoat in that situation. So I will say, maybe there are some things we don't know that might come out later about things Micah said behind the scenes that weren't great. And maybe Paul was being petty back to her, when he was saying a lot of mean things. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm interested. I want to know what they are.
At least Irina based partly from what we saw. But I do yeah. believe that there was something going on. Maybe Micah was talking about not marrying Paul. I don't know. It did seem like she wanted to marry him. It seems like
everybody was so cagey about it. Nobody really wanted to name names.
It seems like quite the performance to put on. I don't know.
Yep.
Didn't seem
very bizarre. Very,
very bizarre. I mean, we never really quite believed in their relationship, so I don't know how serious she was
about
it.
I am sure that we will hear something about what was said in the coming weeks, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about it on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. Folks, this is where we talk about all the Love is Blind tea, all the social media. We give awards out each week. Who's the sassiest honey? Who's the dirtiest dog? We do a lot of fun stuff on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. So check that out.
Yeah, the season's not over. We won't have any more coverage on our main feed, but we will be talking about it on our Patreon. So check us out there. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Micah is necessarily innocent in all of this. I just meant in the context of the discussion about her being a mother, I didn't feel that she was personally was not going that hard on Paul. The questions all directed from Vanessa, and Micah was sitting there awkwardly. So for Zach
a little hypocritical, yeah.
Yeah, so for Zach to say, "You're coming out for blood," I really don't think Micah was doing anything in that context. What was she supposed to do?
And it was live, so you can't say it was edited.
Exactly. What was Zach supposed to do? Was Micah supposed to go, "Well, I didn't want to marry you anyway, so you insulting me as a mother, I forgive you. Everybody, I didn't want to marry Paul, and I'm very sorry." Like,
that
what was she supposed to do in the context of a reunion? That's all I'm saying,
Yeah,
like, I'm not saying all these things didn't happen. It's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Again, Paul really should have just kept it short and sweet with an apology, and a good criminal defense lawyer would have given that advice. I think that's
regardless of anything that happened, it was a mean thing to say. Like, why can't you just apologize? It doesn't matter if she didn't want to get married, it was a mean thing to say. And then that's a secondary issue that Zach can bring up, you know, that's yeah. what's kind of weird, that's what I felt was weird about the whole thing. And then, I do wish that they had brought up what Zach said about the car and everything, because this was juicy and it didn't happen.
Yep.
Vanessa is like, so, you know, we do get further and, Micah does say that Shelby was right, you know, because she was. And Shelby's a great friend and a wonderful person, as we've been saying here. And I hope we see her again. What do you think, Ben, about the Shelbster?
I'm just annoyed that she wasn't on the reunion. I'm just very annoyed by it all. It's very
why can't they bring in friends?
Why not? You know it would have been great. She would have been trashed and it would have been just fantastic. It would have just been fantastic.
I know.
I'm so disappointed.
Zach says, so we already talked about all this shit. Let's get to Jackie and Josh. We see a clip of all of them, and then this was a very brief clip with them. I felt like we were going to get so much Jackie and Josh stuff. As you said, she was coming on social media and just raring to go. I mean, she was saying she was going to come with audio clips, with timestamps. She was going to raise all hell, and they just did not appear. I mean, apparently something came up, but she was also so put together. I think she was given a warning.
For those who aren't paying attention to these casts' social media stuff, they probably went through this thinking, oh, well, that's nice. You know, that's nice for Jackie and Josh, and didn't really think much of it. But for those of us who have seen what Jackie has posted and all the texts that have been leaked, like what Marshall was talking about, it's pretty odd to see how much Vanessa softballed this with them and how little was actually talked about from all this. I don't know if it's because of legal reasons or what, but it's pretty strange to me.
Yeah, I just,
because there's a lot there. There's
they
a
just
lot
had
to
muzzle Jack. They were like they were like, I wonder if they cut shit. I don't know. They just
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
And Josh is too. You would have thought we would have gotten something out of
that. I think they were just like, you guys can't say things or we won't show it because we know what you want to say. And because she broke her NDA so many times. From what we heard, she broke her NDA during filming.
Oh, I wanted her on the reunion so bad.
I mean,
If there was anyone that would have really spiced this reunion up, it would have been her.
So much NDA breaking on social media, they had to discuss it during the show, which is not something that always happens on these type of Love is Blind reunions.
Crazy.
Yes. I loved the camera on Marshall the whole time. The Marshall cam was lovely.
That was great. Even though he didn't say anything, his face said a lot. So
yes,
that's good. Yeah.
It was wonderful. At least we had that. I did love Jackie saying she has grown in the past year. Based on your social media, you might have regressed.
Yes. Especially since even a lot of stuff we saw was like a week ago. So I don't think she could have grown a lot in a week, really.
No, you seem pretty intense. A lot going on. And I really wanted to see that. I wanted her to come out swinging. I wanted the whole, you know, Jerry Springer security guard. That's what I wanted. I wanted something wild going on.
I loved how she said she got PTSD from Josh's voice. I was like, really? And that made
really?
You
that's what draw you
to
okay. That
you're experiencing relived trauma again. Okay.
Yeah,
that confused me. That confused me.
Jackie, do you remember when you said,
damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.
You should think about that again.
Yeah, I might want to mull that over a little more.
Yeah. I like that they let her once again say the thing she said that she saw Josh at the coffee shop and that she is not a cheater. And Vanessa is like, but you knew at that time what was going on. So we don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, the timeline isn't like that.
Of course we mix up the timeline. Okay. We're a reality TV show. No one cares. Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah.
I mean, let's move on.
Vanessa was great. This reunion, she was great.
She said, this is where it comes up when you weren't when did you know it was over? Jackie says, when Marshall called me a derogatory name while they were filling out the marriage certificate. She says,
yeah, so we did see this. This was a thing that leaked online, was that this was out there that Marshall had called her a derogatory name, according to her.
She said it was a transphobic slur she was alluding to. That's what she made it seem like, that he insulted a whole community is what she was alluding to.
I didn't quite read it that way, but...
Oh, you didn't?
I don't know. Did you think he insulted a whole community or something?
Oh, no. I did read it this way. That's how I read it in as she was selling it in the tweets that she was saying.
Right.
Not when he revealed what happened.
Yeah, I don't think Marshall is transphobic.
No. That's what she was saying online.
Right.
That's what I was saying. Right, yes. Right. That's not how I read the situation.
Yes.
So, and she was coming in hot being like, I'm going to reveal what he did and how terrible it is. And then she's like, yeah, it was a joke that went bad. And it's like, okay, so you're obviously taking this in a different road than you said you were going to.
Yeah.
Okay, Jackie.
Yep.
She takes the count.
Marshall would have defended himself a little bit more just for good TV. But it's like he said, it's hard to have that conversation when the other person isn't there. It's really frustrating because we could have had really good TV if Jackie was just there and they could have had it out, because it seems like they both really wanted to, but then it's not happening. Really annoying. Really annoying.
She stole his reunion experience. That's part of being married, the reunion, and she stole it from him.
Yeah. Sad.
It's sad.
To steal someone's reunion, it's messed up.
Yeah. And they're taking their time. No babies yet. Poor Vanessa. She just wants a baby, and no one will give it to her.
She just wants that number 4, the McChicken. Yeah. That's what she wants.
Oh, yeah, and Jackie accuses Marshall of keeping the ring so he could propose to another castmate. Which I was like, I don't think that's true.
No way.
No.
Somehow I think if he really did want to do that, I think the production would have provided him another ring.
Yeah, I think we would have seen it and it would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Marshall says it doesn't matter when she kissed Josh. If you kissed him right after you broke up with me, that's kind of fucked up, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's just upset about it.
Yes.
But, man, they were broken up, so I do get where she's coming from. He says he wishes they made it to an altar, and it was taken away from him, and he doesn't know what he would have said. That's bad. I wish he knows he would have said no.
Please, yeah.
But he doesn't know. He might have said yes. I mean, she was his special project, Ben.
You know, he worked hard on that project, and you don't want to just toss it aside afterwards.
All the Elmer's glue and popsicle sticks and... diorama stuff.
G.I. Joe figurines.
Yeah, when I think project, that's what I think of.
Dioramas. So, yeah.
Yeah, all the volcano.
That's funny. I think about that too. You could tell we're not handy people. You
Oh, the birdhouse that I built. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, in sixth grade shop class. Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he talks about this derogatory term stuff. Not great stuff, but he does say that he didn't use like a slur or anything. So, yeah, we'll never know the true story behind this, but wasn't as bad as she said it was going to be, so who knows. I honestly didn't expect it to actually come up.
No, me neither. I'm very surprised at how much did come up from this.
But
there's a lot. There is a lot.
He says he wanted the ring back because it was a symbol of his love and she didn't deserve it. I understand that. I think that's a very normal reaction.
Yeah, but it's also not his ring, so...
Yeah, but I think in the moment. I think in the moment.
I get the emotion behind it, but the logic behind it is not...
Really similar. I think then afterwards it's like, okay, whatever, you can keep the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on a date with Keisha, you said? I don't know who that is.
Pod Squad person, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Since they referenced her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never remember any of the Pod Squad people. So.
And then Peace, whatever. He begs us to let Marshall and Jackie die and forget about them and not talk about them anymore. Let's consider if we will do that. Never. We will talk about you on this podcast forever.
We'll be talking about you and Jackie when you're both on Perfect Match next season.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. So deal with we're going to tweet. We're going to pod. We're going to stream. We get this view of married life. We get a big shoe wall, mimosas. Tiffany can't open a bottle. I mean, this is thrilling stuff, Ben.
It's really exciting. Really, really exciting.
Pink chairs. Oh, Kwame still has his jerk-off couch.
Yeah, that was the big highlight for me, too. I was like, oh, good. He's still giving himself a lot of love. That's good.
And even when he jerks off himself to sleep, he still wakes up in the morning and makes sure he's in the bed with Baba and Chelsea in the morning.
That's right.
Baba's
getting a little crustier and crustier every day.
I was so happy when we got to see Baba. I was worried. What if Baba got lost in the movie?
Thank God he had a cameo in this. Jeez.
What a nice apartment. Calvin Klein really pays their clients well.
When she dies one day, she's going to be buried with Baba, right? There's no way. There's no way. This is going to keep going forever. She's never going to grow up.
No, she's never.
She's going to have a pacifier in her mouth, in her coffin, and a Baba.
She's a lost girl, okay? She won't grow up. Not her.
So appealing, isn't it?
The crowd really loved the Zach and Bliss shirts with their names on the back. Do you and your wife have Ben and Amy shirts?
We got shirts, we have hats, pants, shoes, all of it. Yeah,
yeah, merchandise.
We have all sorts of merch. That's what we have.
Aww. Aww. The crowd goes wild. It's like, okay.
We label all of our underwear. You know, I write my name on mine. She writes her on hers.
Me with my cold TARDIS went, okay. And they've shirt their names on their shirts. It would be fucking doo-dah-day.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe yeah, we should put Ben and you put Max on yours. Aww. And then every time someone opens, they go, oh.
Oh, names on shirts.
Oh. This song. Is your name Nike? Oh, Nike. Oh, is your name Reebok? Oh,
Nike and Reebok. Those are cute names.
The Denver Nuggets. Your name is Denver Nuggets? Oh.
This song in Slow Dance, I don't know what he was singing, but it was bad. Why does this somebody get this guy to stop singing?
Yeah, it's probably another Ludo song, right? Like we
yeah, it's from Ludo.
It has to be.
Yeah,
to be.
That really fit popular band Ludo.
Yeah, the band that everybody knows and loves. They're like yes. The Beatles. They're like the modern day Beatles.
How about the three married couples on a vacation together?
Yeah. Cute, huh?
They're all best buds.
Best buddies. Yep.
Do you think Zach brought Paul along as like the seventh wheel?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. No, it actually wasn't the seventh wheel. There were eight. There were eight full wheels because Baba was there. So Paul.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Everything was okay. No seventh wheel. Don't worry.
Bop, 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 bop.
I wish Paul would, you know, take care of Baba. You know what I
yes.
mean?
Yes.
Just take care of him.
And of course, Tiffany goes to sleep, Ben.
Oh, my God. You're telling me Tiffany sleeps at home? Get out of here.
Yeah. Does she sleep sometimes? She naps? People sleep?
It would have been funny if that was like 4 in the morning and he like goes into the room, turns on the lights. She's sleeping. Got her.
Kwame... clarifies why he considered going by Alex initially, and yeah, I saw that he was like responding to this online. Like, this didn't even like click for me as a big deal when it happened that he would have to defend himself.
You that know? Is it's strange. Yeah,
yeah, people just people suck. People aren't great like us, you know, understanding upstanding individuals.
Yeah, like they're not like the greatest people on earth like we are.
Yeah,
like
Irina Vance.
Yeah.
Irina fans, Micah defenders.
our chat has been very pro Paul, I will say that.
Well, you know, Paul's hot. You know,
Paul's hot, and then think about this too. He's hot, and then
he's really hot.
Have you also thought about how hot he is?
He's so smart. You know,
he's so smart and hot.
Yes.
Who cares?
Yes.
There's a dick that says mean things to people, makes them feel bad.
Yeah. But he's hot. Paul sucks. Paul sucks. Paul sucks. Yeah. So we get to some questions. Nick is like, are you surprised by the people that are surprised you said yes? And Chelsea gives a non-answer. She's just like, women should be empowered to say yes. And I'm like, but the question was, are you surprised that people were surprised that you said yes?
Yeah.
You didn't answer the question. She won't participate in the reunion, Ben.
No. Mm-mm. Maybe to get her going, you have to tag her in a Barbie meme or something. Maybe that's how. We've experienced this firsthand. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Vanessa even defends Kwame. She says, people hate people that want to be happy. And Alex Kwame is a grown ass man. She stands up.
Yeah.
Against us for thinking that Kwame she was calling out us.
I wanted her to say reality alert bad.
She's like, we all listened to reality alert. We all watched the live streams.
We all hate the Barbie memes. We hate
we all saw the Barbie memes. We were mad. We all heard
Vanessa
them say,
called her Barbie. Do you think she was really pissed off at Vanessa?
Everybody was mad at the Barbie thing.
Stop ruining Chelsea's fairy tale, everyone, okay? They're going to be moving into the Disney castle in a mere matter of weeks, okay? Kwame's going to bring his jerk-off couch to the Disney castle. Everything's okay, all right?
It's not our fault that they did an edit that made it very apparent that Kwame talked about how much he was suffocating and unhappy he was on the relationship, okay?
Yeah.
All right? We can only go by the edit. That made it very obvious.
Don't hate us. Hate the game.
Hate the game. Play it.
Hate the editors.
Hate the game and the player.
Maybe be upset at yourself for going on reality TV on a very silly show where you get married after 20 days. I don't know. Maybe accountability, right? That's what reality TV is all about these days. It's about accountability. All right.
I mean, Kwame did say that in his Instagram post. He was like, I don't blame you for you guys thinking that we weren't happy, because it really looks like I'm terribly unhappy in the show.
And then Chelsea was like, dear internet,
you are doing so much effort to enjoy talking about this show and having discourse. How dare you enjoy entertainment and have fun?
She's the new Zenob. She's the new Zenob.
Oh, that's...
Dear Internet. Yeah, that's what it is. Dear Internet, how dare you laugh at someone for going on reality TV and getting married to someone they don't know?
It's a normal thing to do, okay? They posted a video of them singing a Chris Brown song together in the car. Therefore, they must be happy.
That's right. But Max, you can't forget, marriage isn't easy. It's not easy, okay? Especially after you get married 20 days after knowing somebody. It's not easy, okay?
Like the couples keep posting these like behind the scene moments where they're like, you didn't see moments like this, and it's like one clip of them singing together, and I'm like, oh, I'm convinced you're in love. You singing together in the car. I believe you're not gonna get divorced anymore.
Reminiscent of a relationship that has building blocks, that has been built up from nothing for years and years and years. Yes, absolutely. Good Lord. Delusional. She's delusional.
I saw a picture like behind the scenes, Brett and Tiffany, and it was a very posed picture of them hiking that was clearly taken during the filming of Love is Blind. They're like, it's not behind the scenes if it's like a posed photo. You know,
if a PA is taking the photo, it's not behind the scenes.
Like, even if it's not for filming, it doesn't seem behind the scenes if it's like very posed. We get Bartice and baby Hayden make a cameo.
He's got a cute baby. His baby's cute.
Yes. Bartice baby says Hayden. His baby will never see his season. What is Bartice embarrassed about on that season?
Bartice,
what specifically are you embarrassed about?
Hayden's going to be like, when the first thing he can say when he talks, he's going to be like, am I your one pass? Was I your one pass?
Yeah. Was, was I supposed to have an older brother? But what happened?
I saw the show.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to click that. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, will they watch the season of Perfect Match?
Yeah, will that happen?
We'll see.
I just got to figure out which head I'm thinking with. I don't give a fuck how I look.
Yeah, so is he gonna watch that?
I always imagine it's gotta be insane for any child to watch their parents having been on reality TV once they're old enough to have done.
Yes.
So. My God, that's reason number one to never go on reality television is if you have kids one day, they're maybe gonna see the clips of you embarrassing yourself on TV.
Yes.
Just like when we have kids, they'll see us embarrassing ourselves on this podcast, right?
Every podcast that we do makes me further and further not want to have children. I'm like, right. Oh, oh,
me
God,
too.
Oh,
me
God.
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
More reason. Yeah. No.
After that, Vanessa says, "Doesn't that make your ovaries burn?" And that just instantly made me think,
"My ovaries are dancing."
It's too bad they couldn't. That Vanessa couldn't say it. Quote.
And also specifically,
is it like sexy triggering? Do your ovaries like have a dance party when a man says he sees himself as a father?
Because Bartice is a father. So do you think Nancy's ovaries were burning in the audience? Because she was
Had to have been.
They were dancing.
According to that, after the altar, though, they are completely done. No more.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Off, so.
When she was live, I tried to ask her how the bathrooms were, but she wouldn't respond to me.
Did you really?
Yeah.
From our reality alert account?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. What do you think? I go my personal account and ask where the bathrooms were? I was trying to get some journalistic answers.
Yeah. Yes. All those hard-hitting questions about... You know, farts and everything. Right.
Yeah. So no one's going to have babies yet. And we wrap up the reunion with a wonderful preview for the ultimatums next season. Yeah. But Ben, I heard something else recently. Yeah. Well, actually, there's a very special thing about today. Well, we're still in today in because it's what time is it your time?
It's 10:15 over here. I'm in Mountain Central time.
So we're still on April 16th, your time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Reality alert.
Happy birthday to you.
It is my birthday, I guess.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Reality alert.
Happy birthday to you.
Cheers. She must have a cold because when she gets to the name, her voice sounds.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, right? But it's our really second crazy. Birthday, Ben.
You're telling me that YouTube channel didn't have the reality alert? Because they have everybody.
Yeah, they didn't have reality alert.
They have the Elon Musk kids' names. They have all that shit.
But yes, it's our second birthday.
Is it? So it really is a.
It's officially April 16th.
Oh, April 16th. Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yes.
We started out as Circle Alert, for those wondering. We only covered the Circle, and then we expanded out a little bit. We're doing all of Netflix's stuff. We started with a measly, 12 followers or something. Now we're Now we're up to over 1,000 on Instagram.
Over a billion.
Over a billion. We're like McDonald's, over 1 billion, sir.
We're in our terrible twos.
still got a ways to catch up to Baba, that's for sure. But
yes.
There. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
This is a good question. Jatina asks, what do you guys rate the reunion 1 to 10, minus the obvious Netflix problem? And what would you change the most?
I would change the Netflix problem first, but no, yeah, we're not doing that. I would give it a solid 7, and I'll say because I like that they're doing it live, but there could have been, it could have been better. We could have had a little more drama. We could have had Jackie on there, but overall, I thought it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
I would give it a 7.5. Mm-hmm. If decimals are allowed, but I
will allow it. I'll allow
I would it. Round down to 7. I wouldn't round up to 8 if I have to round.
Okay. That's good.
Just
to know.
To be clear. And yeah. What would I change the most, especially if I'm not changing that? I would bring in more people, especially if we can't bring in Jackie and Josh.
Yeah,
like
Shelby,
I would
not?
Get Shelby in there. I would get in Shaw. Like I would just get in more people.
Wendy from season 2.
Well, yeah, Wendy from
Steve from season 3. Nancy's brother. I mean, yeah, come on. Josh especially. Would have really liked Josh.
Characters from Succession, you know, just anyone, you know,
a 10 would have been, you put a boxing ring in the middle. You get Josh and Marshall in that ring.
Yeah, he just cut weight, you know, he's ready to go. Oh, Caesar, definitely Caesar from season 2.
Caesar,
yeah.
Yes. For a, I mean, if he could do like a 45 minute set, I think that'd be great. Yeah.
And I would definitely have Baba be there. That would be the number one change that I would do. Baba not being there really took off.
Maybe
you know, the majority.
Maybe
of the
Chelsea
point.
Was hiding it under a pillow or something. I don't know.
She really didn't deliver. She really was kind of.
She's lame. That's
she really. Lame.
She's corny as hell.
Come on, Chelsea.
Why weren't Kwame and Chelsea in their Calvin Klein underwear, just their underwear for the reunion? Huh?
I felt like I had higher hopes for them.
Yeah.
So I do want to say, if you're like new to this live stream, we have a lot of people in the live stream. Be sure to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/realityalert. You're probably on it, but you might be on your Twitch. You can find us on Apple and Spotify as well, wherever you get your podcasts, and definitely check out our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert, because we have it starts only $5, but we also have $10 and $20 tiers, and we do new exclusive content coming out every single week, and that gives you access to over 50 episodes that we've done just on there. And yeah, our exclusive Love is Blind content is going to continue at least for 2 or 3 more weeks, talking about the season, covering social media and whatever's going to come out, award shows, all this different fun stuff we're going to do specifically for Love is Blind, and we hope to see you there. It's going to be really fun, lots of jokes, fun content, the best Love is Blind content out there. Our patrons love it, and we just want to thank our patrons for the support over the years, and especially
yes,
over this season.
So
we've grown
much.
An insane amount this season, and the patrons, they fuel us. Literally, they help us make the show.
Seriously, so the best birthday present that we could ever have is to have all you rascals in the chat. That's what we call all of our patron members, is our rascals. Max and I are, of course, the big rascals. Everybody else is going to be a big rascal if you join our Patreon, but we love you guys. Thank you so much for all your support. Seriously.
Yes. And so I'm going to go to sleep soon because it's late.
Yeah, go to bed.
But this has been a really fun live. The reading yes. definitely gave us stuff to talk about. Thank you for everyone that joined the chat and argued with us over, you know, Paul. That was really fun.
I do like that, though.
Yeah, I do like that. I like differing opinions and stuff like that. So that
yes.
was good.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, everybody just have fun and hold on to your babas.
Hold on to your babas. Bye. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show, where your two best friends, our names are Max and Ben,
We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
You crazy bitch.